A new film about street violence in London was a sensation when it was released in British theaters, but that was months ago. The film Blue Story arrived this week on this side of the Atlantic on streaming services. Here's critic Bob Mondello with a review.
Before there are even images on screen, you hear the sadly familiar drone of media reporting on gang wars. Then, as images appear, those reports give way to a different sort of reporting.
Welcome to London, aka the dungeon. Shootouts and stabbings on like every other junction.
This is rapper Andrew Onwubolu, who goes by the name Rapman. He is the writer, director, and occasional on-screen Greek chorus for Blue Story. The film is based on a series of YouTube videos he did a few years back. Those, in turn, were based partly on his own experience in high school in South London, so he has credibility when he sings.
And I ain't trying to justify, but I'ma show you what these young boys are fighting for.
The story begins when 11-year-old Timmy learns he's being sent to a new school in a different suburb.
All my friends are going to Roughton. Why can't I just go there?
Timmy, we already spoke about this. Borough High is a really good school.
But what about all my friends?
You will make new friends. Better ones.
His mom's right. Marco, a kid he meets at the new school, becomes a best bud for life. But there are fault lines in South London, and Timmy will now be on the wrong side of one of them. His neighborhood is Ghetto Boys territory. Marco's is Peckham Boys territory. Gang turf matters a few years later when he's chatting up a pretty classmate and some Peckham boys tell him to bounce.
You little youngers didn't see me and my boy coming to talk to these two things. Bounce.
I'm not going nowhere. Unless you want me to go with you.
No, Timmy, you don't have to go.
The only thing that saves Timmy is the fact that Marco's brother is a Peckham boy's big shot and Marco gets there just in time.
Hey, are you my man?
How are you friends with a ghetto you? He's not ghetto, he just lives in the area. You don't even know any of them.
Obviously, he's going to tell you that when he goes to school here.
Timmy and Marco walk away unscathed, only to have the same thing happen in reverse on Timmy's side of town. Why the animosity? It doesn't really matter. It's baked in. And it's headed, you'll realize pretty quickly, towards tragedy. For a big screen directing debut, Blue Story is pretty accomplished. Rapman's previous work has all been short form, which has made him more adept at capturing moments than at sustaining a narrative. This film borrows from plenty of similar tales and stokes its melodrama effectively, but it's almost more engaging when it ducks the gang stuff and lets Timmy pursue that classmate he almost got killed talking to. Not only is she gorgeous, it turns out she has a voice.
I only got one rule, can you keep it strictly
up? Wow, your voice is dope. You should be a singer.
How many singers do you know that come out of Peckham?
Well, none. It's not like you can't be the first.
Wish.
I'm serious. Look at John Boyega. He's from Peckham, and look, he's in Star Wars now.
So someone got out. For the characters in Blue Story, it's a heavier lift, but certainly an urgent and immediate one. A Boys in the South London hood, filmed in English with English subtitles, because in turf wars, the one thing that's always deadly is miscommunication. I'm Bob Mondello.
R.I.P. to all the innocent lives. I hope these youngers wake up and they start seeing the light.